I heard a grape. That is good. I don't know how to work this thing. I don't think I need it.
Can I push you out? Take a microphone.
Is it on?
Okay.
All right.
Well, it is good to be here with you.
今天, 跟大家在一起真好啊。
I am going to be sharing with you today something from my study.
从我自己学习中来,
I have been doing in my church
我已经,
the book of Mark.
我已经在我的教会讲到,
let me explain to you why I'm doing the book of Mark.
我今天要跟大家解释为什么我们读马可福音。
Because the book of Mark,
因为这个马可福音呢,
okay, I'm just making sure you're there.
确定有没有听到我讲话?
It's about being a servant.
是马可福音都是关于是怎么样做一个好的服事。
You see, a lot of times we get into the church,
你看我们很多次我们来到这个教会,
and we get fire insurance.
我们
Fire insurance? You know, should
kill
fire. Liberty Mutual, you know, these different ones, insurance. Fire insurance. You know why you need fire insurance? So you don't go to hell. And we, once we get that, we're done.
如果我们, 碰到火灾的话就死掉了。
But guess what? We're not done.
你知道吗? 其实并没有结束。
Jesus was walking down the beach.
耶稣呢, 他就在那个, 海边走。
And he saw some guys on a boat.
然后他就看到了一些人。
He said, come and follow me.
他说, 来跟从我。
Walk down a little further and he found some more guys on the boat.
然后他走啊走啊, 又看到一些其他的人。
They were tending their nets and he said, come and follow me.
他就说, 来吧, 来跟从我。
He told these guys, I will make you fishers of men.
他就说, 我要像你们得人如得鱼一样。
Now, would you can read that scripture for me.
好,我们可以一起读, 马可福音第一章的16节到20节, 中文是, 耶稣顺着加利利的海边走, 看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网, 他们本是打鱼的, 耶稣对他们说, 来跟从我, 我要教你们得人如得鱼一样, 他们就立刻舍了网, 跟从了他, 耶稣稍往前走, 又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的弟兄约翰在船上捕网，耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人丢在船上，跟从耶稣去了。Amen
for the reading of God's word.
听神的话真是很好。Jesus
called these guys.
耶稣呼召这些人,
to come and follow him.
去来跟从他。
Is Jesus calling you?
耶稣在呼召你吗?
My guy back there? Is it up? Next one. I'm sorry. Is Jesus calling you?
耶稣在呼召你吗?
See, he went to ordinary fishermen.
他就去了一些很普通的一些渔夫面前。
You might say, I don't do anything special.
你或许说我其实我并不特别啊，我也没有做什么特别的事情。
I'm just an ordinary person.
我只是一个很普通的人。
But God chose them to do an extraordinary work.
但是神呢拣选了这些普通人做一些不普通的事。
With these men, he changed the world.
通过这些普通的人，他们改变了全世界。
There are more than 12 of us sitting here.
这边我们在座的不止12个人吗？
Make you think for a minute, huh?
想想看,
he changed the world with 12.
耶稣用12个人改变了这个世界。
He is calling us today to salvation.
他今天呢,
Jesus wants you to give your heart.
他今天来, 呼召我们呢, 是要来拯救我们。
Your heart's desire to him.
他也来呼召我们的心，我们的心是否要有这样渴望他
？And he's calling us to service.
他也在呼召我们来服侍他。
We don't know anything about service a lot of times in the church.
我们在教会中有的时候我们就不知道什么是服侍。
We know a lot about the call to salvation.
我们知道很多啊，我们是得救了，我们有这种得救的呼召。
And we've been like Billy Graham saying, "Look, they're coming, George."
我们就听到那个 Billy Graham 在那说啊，来吧，乔治，快过来。
People come to receive Christ.
然后人呢就走到台前，他们就接受耶稣。
But they don't come to serve.
但是他们呢却不来服侍。
My guy back there is not watching.
下一页。请看牧师。
His call is personal.
他的呼召呢是个人的。
He chose these four guys specifically.
他很具体的特别的。
He chose them because of their personalities, because of who they were.
他拣选了这四个人是因为他们是谁，因为他们的一些个性。
He chooses you also.
你们知道吗？其实耶稣也选择了。
Just because of who you are.
就是因为你是谁。
He wants you to follow him into salvation.
想要我们呢来跟从他有这样得救。
And into service.
然后呢也来服侍。
Now I got some S's for you.
然后我们这边有很多 S.
Pastors are good with alliterations.
我们牧师呢其实很喜欢做这种各种各样的这种表现。
Salvation.
Salvation 就得救。
Sanctification.
成圣。
Service,
服侍
Separation,
分别为圣
And surrender,
顺服
Salvation, you know, is coming to the Lord.
得救呢是你是来到神的面前
Sanctification is being set apart for His service.
成圣是更加的变更像他
Here, there, set apart.For his service. And separation means that we are in the world, but not of the world.
分开呢分别呢是指我们虽然在个世界上但是我们跟这个世界是不是一起的。
And surrender. Surrendering our heart and our lives to him.
我们顺服把我们的心顺服给神。
His call is private.
他的呼召呢也是个人的。
These men were individuals.
这些人呢，他们其实每个人都个人的。
You are an individual.
你其实也是个人。
And his call is to our hearts.
那神的呼召呢是来呼召我们的心。
And for some people, the calls to the head.Then to the heart.
对有些人呢，这个呼召呢，先是在那个脑袋里面，然后呢，跑到心里面。
C.S. Lewis is one of those people.
看一看你是不是其中的一些呢
？But for a lot of us, the most of us, is from our heart.
对大多数人来说，这个呼召其实是呼召我们的心。
To the rest of us, to the rest of our body.
对我们其他的人来说。下一页。
His call is public.
他的呼召呢也是公开的。
Jesus asked for a public response.
所以耶稣呢，他是在请求一个公共的一个回应。
Have you ever been in church?
你来过教会吗
？And they said that there's a formula to this. This is crazy. Okay, I'm going to tell you a secret.
我会告诉你一个秘密，在教会里的秘密。
They say if you want to accept Christ.Raise your hand.
他说你如果想要接受耶稣的话，请举手。
Then they say, if you raise your hand, stand up.
然后他就说呢，如果你举手了，就请站起
来。You didn't notice, did you? And if you stand up, then they say, now if you're standing, come forward.
然后呢，如果你已经站起来了，你就走到台前。
Yes. Jesus wanted a public response.
耶稣呢，他是希望你有一个。
He called those guys right in the midst of everybody working and doing their thing. He called them.
他呢在呼召的时候呢，其实旁边有很多很多的人在走来走去，他在公共的场合呼召他们。
Now have you ever heard of an undercover Christian?
你有听过一个词叫做
电梯
基督徒吗？
I had this undercover Christian once.
我曾经有一个这样的一个基督徒。
He would always come up and give me money.
他总是会偷偷来给我钱。
And I would say, hey, come to the men's breakfast.
然后我就跟他说，来吧，来我们的弟兄会早餐。
No, I'm not coming.
他说，哦，我不来，不来，不来。
I would say, come help out with this or that.
我说，跟他说，你过来，来帮做这个，做那个。
He said, oh, here's some money.
他说，哦，这个钱，给你钱。
Some people think,
有些人想呢，
that they can be a Christian,
他们可以成为一个基督徒，
and not have to do nothing.
但是却不一定要做很多事情。
I made the decision.
我做了一个决定。
I come to Christ.
我来到神基督的面前。
And that's it.
那就这样糟了。
I read in Matthew 5:13-15 about salt and light.
我读了马太福音第五章13-16关于光和盐。
What does salt do?
盐做什么事呢？
Anybody? What does salt do?
盐有什么用？
Make you thirsty.
让我们很渴吗？
I need something to drink.
让我们想要喝水吗？
The old people won't notice. You young people,
这些年
轻人， when you go into the bar,
你如果去那些酒吧，
and they got the popcorn real salty,
他们给你一些那些爆米花，
so you buy more drinks.
然后你们喝一顿，你会想去多买点酒。
Yeah. Okay. So salt makes us thirsty.
所以呢，盐让我们感觉很渴，饥渴。
If this room was dark,
如果这个房间
there would be no light.
很黑暗的话，那就没有光。
Light opens up so that we can see.
那光呢照进来，我们就可以看见了。
Salt and light,
盐和光。
If you are salt,
你如果是盐的话，
you make people thirsty for what you got.
你会让别人感觉到
that Jesus in you,
想做的要变饥渴。
They want to know what is that.
他们会有点好奇，耶稣对你做了什么？为什么神会
？Why does she act like that？
你为什么会做这样的事呢
？It's because of that salt that's attracting them。
因为你成了盐，你可以盐呢可以。
But it's also that person。
有另外一个人。
That walks in the room。
他来到这个房间。
And everybody's dark。
那
I don't mean black。
他说很多地方都黑了。
Everybody's dark，
并不是黑。就很黑暗。
And they come in.
他就来了。
And they bring light.
他就带来一个光。
And they say, why aren't you doing this?
他说你要做，为什么你不做这个？
Because the light that I have in me won't allow me to do those dark things.
他说其实这个光在我的内部里面有这样的光。
I'm going to ask if my wife will come up and tell you about her call.
我现在就来请我的太太来上来，分享她的关于她的呼召。
Go get that other one over there. The mic. Thank you.
You can always expect a surprise at Pastor Care.
你来听Pastor 太太那个讲道的时候，你总是会看到一些惊喜。
So he didn't even prepare the sound people that we would need an extra mic, right?
然后其实你看我就上来了。
Well, he's asked me to talk to you about how God called me.
他就让我呢来分享一下神怎么呼召我的。
And I would say when I was 14 years old.
我们说呢，当我是14岁的一个小女孩的时候。
Someone told me about Jesus Christ.
有些人告诉我了耶稣基督。
And that he wanted to change my life.
他呢想改变我的生命。
And I grew up in a church because most African Americans are religious.
那我其实呢是在一个教会长大的，因为很多非洲裔的美国人，他们都是有宗教信仰的。
And many of them are religious but never have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
他们呢虽然有宗教信仰，但是他们却没有个人的跟耶稣基督的个人关系。
So this particular minister said to me that God loves you.And he really wants to come into your life and make a difference.
那这个十四岁，我碰到这个人，他就跟我说，耶稣爱你，他想要跟你有建立一个个人的关系，然后让你成为一个不一样的人。
And you may not know that North Carolina is where I was born, and that is considered the Bible Belt.
你可能不知道，在这个北卡州呢，就是我生长的那个地方，其实是被称作圣经带。
And there are a lot of people that don't have a personal relationship with Almighty God.
虽然这样呢，但是很多人他们没有个人跟神有这样的关系。
So at the age of 14, I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life and to make a difference for me.
所以当我14岁的时候呢，我就问耶稣，就请求耶稣基督来到我的生命中，让我成为不一样的人。
And I think the major difference is that, as Pastor Cap just said, when you become a Christian, you have to grow.
那其实最主要的不一样的，就像Pastor Casper 刚说的一样，就是当你不一样了以后呢，你就开始要长大，要开始成长。
So I became involved in a youth program that did not believe that youth was all about fun.
那我就开始加入一个青少年的一个事工。那青少年呢，其实并不仅仅是关于大家就是一起在一起玩。
It was not a social program.
这并不是一个，只是一个大家一个社交俱乐部。
But we were challenged to become the best Bible students in the area.
我们想要想要去挑战我们自己，成为整个这个地区最愿意读圣经的一个群体。
So I think one of the first things I did as a 14-year-old Christian was learn a Bible verse for every letter of the alphabet.
那我们就开始挑战我们自己，我们要开始读圣经，那每一个字母开头的那个圣经经节，我们都要开始去读。
And so once you get the word into your heart, nobody can take that away.
当你把这些话呢放在你的心中的时候呢，其实没有人能够把它夺去。
And so then it was.How do you become a light in a dark place among your friends?
那在你的朋友中，我们怎么样能够成为光呢？
And I got really excited about telling everyone that I knew about Jesus Christ.
我当每次跟别人分享耶稣基督的时候，就变得非常非常的激动，很开心。
Now I didn't know how to say it really gently and kindly. I would be like, "You got to get saved."
然后其实我都会很那个很勤奋的跟别人说，你一定要得救哦。
So a lot of my friends who were living in the darkness tried to avoid me.
这样呢，因为我经常跟别人说呢，在很多在黑暗中的我的一些朋友呢，他们就试图要躲避我，不想跟我讲话。
Because if you are in the light, when people start swearing, they're like, "Oh, I'm sorry."
那因为你如果在光的地方呢，如果想跟别人讲话呢，他们可能就不想跟你讲话。他说：“哦，对不起。”
And at 14, many teenagers start to try smoking, drinking alcohol. And when those things occur, people that see you being a Christian will not want to be around you.
那当十四岁的时候呢，大家开始很多青少年开始抽烟，开始喝酒。他如果看到你是基督徒，他就不想跟你在一起。
And it's not all about bad habits that God changes.
那其实神呢不仅仅是改变了坏的习惯。
Because he really said, "I want you to serve me, be an example of me, show my love."
那神呢其实还是说，我希望你能够跟随我，成为我的一个榜样，给众人看。
So I think if you say my calling, I was called first of all to be a witness to my family.
那如果谈论到我的神对我的呼召的话，其实我的第一个呼召就是想要成为在我家庭中的一个见证人。
I shared a bedroom with my grandmother, and she accepted Christ at 75 years old.
那我跟我的祖母一起共用一个卧室，那我就跟这个75岁的这个妇人呢就谈论耶稣。
Because every night I would hound her about you've got to be saved because 75 I'm thinking she's going to die.
那我每天晚上呢到睡觉前呢就跟这个75岁的我的祖母就跟她说耶稣基督，就说你。就是说你一定要得救啊，你要得救啊，因为大家知道75岁其实你很快就会死掉。
And now that I'm almost 60, I don't think that way.
那其实，我现在已经60岁了，我其实并没有这样想。
But I would witness to her all the time, every day, about accepting Jesus Christ into her life.
那个时候呢，我就每天都在她的面前见证耶稣基督。
And I grew up with 7 brothers and sisters.
我有七个兄弟姐妹。
And I wrote ones that were not at home. I wrote them letters about being saved, prayed for them.
如果他们不在呢，我就不在家的时候呢，我就给他们写信，然后就跟他们说耶稣基督。
And I would say all of them are born again Christians today.
他说哦，那有些就开始重新得救。
Including my dad, who was a hard nut to crack.
那包括我的那个我的爸爸，他其实也是很难去那个把他给说服的。
He even accepted the Lord in his 60s.
那即使是这么很难说服的我的爸爸呢，他在60岁的时候，他也接受耶稣基督。
So I'm here to say that when you accept your call and really take it serious, God will change your family's life.
那我就想在这里做见证呢，就如果你自己愿意为神做见证，那神一定会使用你在你的生命中做一些不一样的事情。
Because he promised to save us and our household.
那因为他应许我们会让我和我全家都必得救。
So I am so blessed that God has called us to be in the city of Buffalo.
所以呢，我就非常的感谢神，让我在这样 Buffalo 这个城市之中呢，能够做一些神的事工。
Where we are calling people to be salt and light in a dark place.
我们也希望鼓励大家成为盐，成为光，在黑暗的地方。
And God has been faithful to His call.
神是信实的。
Thank you. God's call is precious.
神的呼召是多么的宝贵。
Ordinary men call to speak to Almighty God, to live for Him, to serve Him. What a privilege!
那很普通的人都被神所呼召，这是多么有这样一个价值的。
To serve the God of the universe.
这是创造宇宙万物的神啊。
Never take your salvation for granted.
永远不要把你的救恩当作是理所当然的。
Go deeper，
让更加的深入的
study to show thyself approved，
去学习。
A workman， you caught me already？
Yeah， I got it.
Study to show thyself approved， you got that？
去学习，然后呢，去要去自我去证明。
A workman。Rightly dividing the word of truth. Ah, got you. A person.
像一个人，一个工人。
Rightly dividing the word of truth. Studying and learning the Bible and being able to tell it out.
然后他呢就开始读圣经，按照正义和真理去读圣经。
Yeah.His call is powerful.
他的呼召是大有能力的。
These guys left their profession. They were fishermen. They were taking care of their families. Come on, catch up.
这些人呢，他是渔夫，他呢，他是要去照顾他的家庭的，但他们抛下一切，所有的跟随他。
That's how they ate. And they left. They walked away.
这是他们维系生活的方式啊。
It was immediate action.
这是他们立即的
行动。An immediate obedience.
立即的顺服。
To the call of God.
去呼召，去回应神的呼召。
How many of us obey anything that quickly?
有多少人有这么能够立刻的回复？
We have why? How come?
说哎呀，我再等一下了，我现在很忙。
Allow nothing to stand in your way.
其实没有任何东西是挡在你跟神面前。
In Luke 9,
在路加福音第九章
and Matthew 19, Matthew 19 is about the rich young ruler.
在马太福音十九章
He said, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus told him, he said, oh, I've kept the commandments from my youth. And Jesus said, okay, go sell everything that you have and give it to the poor.
那马太福音十九章呢，有个少年人说：“我一切都遵守了，那还缺少什么呢？”耶稣说：“你若愿意做完全人，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟随我。”
Was that Matthew? That was the Matthew one. Okay. And this guy wasn't heard of again in Scripture. He was sad. He went away sad.
那这少年人呢，听见这话，他就很忧忧愁愁的就走了。
Then I'll let you look up the Luke 9.
我们就看那个路加福音第九章。
His call is profound.
他的呼召呢是还是有点点
He talks to us in ways that we can understand.
他应许我们呢，用这种方式呢，我们能够明白他的应许。
Jesus said to these guys who were fishermen,
耶稣呢就跟那些渔夫说,
I'm going to make you fishers of men.
我会让你得人如得鱼。
They understood the concept.
他们能够明白这个道理啊。
And there are some of us who do certain things and we say, how can God fit in it? And if you allow him, he will open it up to you.
那有些时候呢，我们就问神啊，神啊，怎么可以能够做成这样的事情呢？神怎么可以能够在这个是成就呢？但神就说，你如果愿意，我就愿意在你身上做工。Place
the clay of your life in the hands of the potter. He will mold you and make you and break you into what he wants you to be.
把你的生命呢放在陶匠的手中，然后他就塑你、造你，然后把你造成他所希望你成的样式。
Some of us don't like that process.
有些人呢不喜欢这个过程。
Of being molded and made to be like the potter.
然后被塑造、被磨造，这过程并不舒服。
Here at Eastern Hills.
这个在这个我们这个教会呢。
I was in charge of men's ministry.
我其实以前呢是在负责那个弟兄的事工。
And I had a missions trip.
我呢有曾经有去旅行。
To Barbados.
去一个国家去 Barbados 这个国家呢去旅行。
Now everybody would like to go to Barbados, right?
那其实每个人都喜欢去那个地方，对吗？好像蛮好玩的地方。
We went to work.
我们去那边工作。
There was a church there.
那边有一个教会。
That needed a new roof.
那边教会呢需要一个房顶。
This church had a roof that was about 40 feet high.
那个房顶呢有大概40英尺那么高。
And the wind was blowing.
那个风浪在刮。
And we couldn't use a crane.
我呢不能用那个起重机。
To put the roof on.
我们不能把那个起重机把那个房顶给带上。
Now you have to understand something.
那我们那时候就要在想怎么办呢？
There was a guy from here.
那这边来了一个弟兄。
Who's a general contractor?
他呢是一个专门那个承包商。
Name's Kevin.
他叫做凯文弟兄。
And I said to Kevin, I need you to go on this trip with me.
然后我就跟凯文说，凯文，那我想你跟我一起去这个旅行。
Kevin said, Oh no, I can't afford to lose the money.
然后呢，凯文就说，哦不啊，不行不行，我不能去。
I work too hard.
丢这个钱呢，我现在。
I'll go down there with you.
我不能。
And won't make any money.
如果跟你去的话，我就不能没时间工作了。So
I told Kevin I will pay $1,000 for you to go.
然后我就跟凯文弟兄说，你来跟我来吧，我就给你1000块钱。He
said, Are you serious? I said, Yeah.
他说你很认真吗？我说是。Because
I needed his skills.
因为我需要他的这个技能。So
I paid $1,000.
然后我就付给他1000美金。Kevin
goes on the trip.
然后呢，就Kevin呢，他就跟我一起去这个宣教了。
This guy hooked up pulleys and rigged stuff so that they could put the roof on.
然后这个人呢，他因为他承包商，他很懂这些东西，他就把这些各种各样的零件啊，那个房顶啊，就把它弄成一起，接入施工了。Good
investment. He was good.
他非常非常的好，真的很好用。When
we got back here to Eastern Hills,
当我们回到这个卫斯理教会的时候，He
came into my office upstairs.
他来到了我的这个楼上的这个办公室。
Handed me a check for $1,000.
他就把这个1000块钱的这个支票就还给我。And
I said, "What's that for?"
我说，哎，这是干嘛？
He said, "I love the trip."
他说，啊，我真喜欢这个宣教。He
said, "I grew so much."
他说，我真的成长了太多。
I learned so much.
我真是学习了太多。Guess
what?
你猜怎么样？
He became the builder guy for all the Wesleyan churches in his district.
你知道吗？他这个 trip 以后呢，他成为了整个这个卫斯理教会这个教区的所有的这个房屋的承包商。Not
just that，
并不仅仅这样哦。I
plan trips to Haiti。
我呢又开始想要去海地去宣道。He
wanted to lead them。
然后他呢想要去带领一起去宣道。And
then，
然后呢
？World Hope got a hold of it。
我们就在一起。World
Hope got a hold of it。
我有一个世界希望这个组织呢，就跟他联系上。It's
an organization, okay? It's an organization.
嗯。They
sent him to India, Somalia. They sent him to the Philippines, when the tsunami came through, and he estimated what it would take for World Hope to help the people on the ground. That was his new job.
然后呢，当那个这个 World Hope 那个世界希望这个组织呢，就跟他联系上了以后呢，就把他送到那个送到印度，送到菲律宾，送到那个索马里。然后呢，当那个海啸来的时候呢，然后他又把他送过去，然后去帮当地的人建房子。
And he came up to me and said, "Thank you for making me go on that mission trip."
然后他呢，后来呢又回来，他就说，谢谢你让我去带我去参加那个起初的那个宣道之旅。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
We have to serve.
我们必须要侍奉。
They were busy, but not doing anything of an eternal nature.
很多人他们都很忙，但是呢，他们其实并没有在为永生的事情而忙。
Jesus came by and brought new life.
那耶稣呢来了，给他们带来了新的生命。
They followed Jesus.
这些渔夫呢，就找到。
And their lives possessed.
然后找到了这，他就。
Eternal value.
他就把他们的生命呢变成了永生的价值。
Jesus used them to change the world.
耶稣呢就用了他们来改变这个世界。
Where does your treasure lie?
你的财宝在哪里
？Think about it.
想想。
Where does your treasure lie?
你的财宝在哪里
？Are you living a life of eternal significance?
你有没有在一个？活在一个永生的一个有重要性的一个这样的活着。
Some of us are significant for this earth, but it's going to pass away.
有些呢，好像有些东西是有些。
What about eternal significance?
但是呢，这些东西都会消失，都会逝去。那我们永生的
价值在哪里？ Is Jesus calling you to salvation?
耶稣有没有呼召你去来这样的一个得救
？To sanctification.
来成圣。
For service.
来服侍。
What will you do?
你会做什么呢
？With this call,
有他这样的呼召，你会做什么呢
？And you know what?
你知道吗
？I told you earlier about raising your hand.
我一开始就跟你说，说了关于那个举起手啊，站起来。
Come forward.
然后走到台前。
I don't do that.
我其实我不做这件事情。
I'm going to pray.
我将会祷告。
If anybody wants to think about becoming more significant,
如果有些人想要去变得更加有重要
for eternity,
为永生的价值更加重要
I want you just to stand where you are. I'm not going to call you up or anything like that.
我们就会让你站起来，我们不会让你走到台前。
As this prayer goes, just stand where you are.
当我们这个祷告开始的时候，你就请你站起来。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we come before you, Lord.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你来到你的面前。
And we thank you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you for the call that you made to the disciples.
我们感谢你给这些使徒的一些呼召。
And Lord, you changed the world.
他们改变了这个世界。
Jesus used me.
耶稣来改变我，使用我。
To change the world.
使用我们来改变这个世界。
Use my brothers and sisters.
用我的弟兄姐妹们。
Here,
在这里
to change our world.
在这里的弟兄姐妹们来改变这个世界。
Lord God, it's got to start somewhere.
主啊，这个一定会要从什么地方开始的。
Let it start with me.
让就从我开始吧。
Father, thank you so much.
天父，我们感谢你。
For each and every person here today, Lord.
我们为这里的每一个弟兄姐妹向你献上感谢。
Father, thank you for those that stand.
我们感谢你那些站起来的。
And ask you.
我来请求你
，to bless their life，
来祝福他们的生命
，so that they might have an eternal significance，
让他们有永恒的价值。
We love you today, Jesus。
我们爱你，耶稣。
We give our hearts to you。
我们把我们的心给你。
In your precious name, we pray。
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen。
Amen。